Hello, welcome back. So we have been looking at different concepts around resource management, team management, project management. To end that, we are going to look at the current emerging trends which are there in managing the project teams. Okay. So the coverage is going to be like, we are going to look at what is changing in current scenarios, emerging trends, major emerging trends, the workforce model or gig economy, concepts around hybrid project management, environment sustainability, and many more things. Okay, so let's get started. Project management concept, which we have been looking at, have been there in the market for so long time, or they have been adapted for so long time. Now, today's project management environment is going a major transformation. People are moving from traditional project management to something which is globally distributed method of working. People are sitting at home and doing their work. Okay, there is no need to travel. The accessibility or reachability of a person has improved a lot. So success is now measured by value creation. How the value is being delivered, how it is being adapted, its impact, and not just cost. Previously, we used to just look at ROI, return on my investment. But that's not what currently is being measured. There are so many other factors which are affecting your project or teams which are working on the different modules and products and services. Okay, so ROI, return on investment, or profit margin is not only the indicator of project success, its value, its environment impact, okay, the serviceability or how it is servicing the customers makes more impact to the success factors of the project. Okay. So shift has been from the fixed local team to global virtual collaborations. So people are sitting at different geographical locations, and it is allowing you to contribute, or people are able to contribute to the project goals. So focus on agility, innovation, collaboration has been more rather than a hunter culture. Okay. Or rather, I would say, cracking the whip. Okay. Culture. It's like, you control is distributed currently. Okay. Because we have distributed team across the globe. So emphasis on sustainability, stakeholder value is more important nowadays. So why project team is changing? What has led to change in the project management teams? Let's look at that. So modern project environment is shaped with interconnected global forces. What do you mean by interconnected global forces? There are many different resources, project goals which are spread across geographies, spread across globally. Okay. There are no ways of leading, motivating, and managing the team. Okay, because we are dealing with cross-functional teams, okay, geographically dispersed teams. Their cultures are different, their expectations, their way of doing things is different. And that is why the leadership which handles these resources also needs to adapt to new different ways of doing things. So globalization is one of the factors which has led to this change. Easier access to global talents, because a person sitting in India can provide services to US customers. A person sitting in Singapore can give services to person or companies in Africa or Asia. So this has led to managing time and resources across time zones and cultures. And that is why there is a need for change in the way the teams are being handled. Technology. real-time analytics are very, very important. With AI, this is the talk of the town, you know, wherein you will be able to handle a lot of technical aspects easily. Robotic process automation, we talked about, you know, robotic product. This can help you doing routine tasks very easily. Changing workforce needs, you know, you must have seen, you know, the professionals who are working in the field also have their mindset, attitude, which has changed. People used to, you know, were used to work in 9-to-5 kind of a job. Now, 9-to-5 is not a constraint. Time is not a constraint. People work across different time. Flexibilities are provided to work from home anywhere in the world. Okay. So that leads to a meaningful work and more productivity across people who are working on the projects. Sustainability. Sustainability is nowadays very, very important. Projects are expected to balance profit with social and environmental goals. Okay, social and environmental goals, because their environment, external factors are also changing in which the projects are executed. Right? So if you are working on a construction project, the AQI, Air Quality Index, if it is poor, your construction work can get affected. You are working in a project where, in a region where there is a water scarcity, construction project, then in summers the work can get affected because there is water scarcity. So these all factors or external factors can affect your project, like carbon footprint, environmental factors. If you are in construction project, if your project is leading to cutting of trees because of the route which you have taken. Let's say if you are building a flyover and this flyover leads to cutting around 500 trees, it's an environmental concern. Sustainability. So how will you do your sustainability assessment and analysis and draft a plan to overcome this will affect your team as well. Okay. Then industries evolve, certain universal trends are redefining the team structures and project management approaches. How the evolution has led to change in the team structures. Previously, in a traditional project management way of working, resources were hard booked. Hard book means they will not be able to be available to other projects. That is how the traditional project management worked, because that time the flexibility of resource calendars was not there. We were not able to predict the resource availability properly. Now, with different kinds of software products and software which like Microsoft Project or Primavera, they allow you to do that kind of prediction analysis to a greater extent. So there are the approaches to project management are also changing. So now the latest trend which we have observed is gig economy. As the name suggests, it's on-demand expert availability, or rather I would say that freelancing has become more and more adaptive. Previously, freelancers were not considered or looked at in a good eye. People who did not have job, they used to do freelancer. That was a mentality. But now, freelancers are considered to be experts. They have much more exposure, or they are SME, subject matter expert. That is how the industry is shaping. They give you experts. They are available full-time, part-time, however, whatever is needed for your project. Agile and hybrid modes of project management are also contributing to this emerging trends. What is agile? Agile is iterative and adaptive way of working. Iteration means a circle of work. So during execution, let's simply to give you a layman's example, okay, you are building a flyover. For flyover, we need to first build pillars of the flyover. Those pillars will require a repetitive kind of a task. Okay, repetitive task means first, when I build a first pillar, I need to ensure that the structure, cement, steel, everything is gathered and the pillar is met. All the resources which are required, right? So all this is a repetitive kind of a task. For first pillar, second pillar, third pillar, fourth pillar, and so on and so forth. Only difference will be the height. Now, in this case, I need to adapt according to the changing need of the project. Like height changes, duration will change. Okay, the setting time will change probably. The time required to pour the cement or execution time also will change. So, Agile adapts according to the changing needs. Basically, Agile is useful for innovation and research and development project where we are not sure what we are building and requirements keep on changing. Or you adapt to hybrid, wherein we go with traditional project management for certain period of time and then adapt to Agile way of working, iterative and adaptive way of working. Sustainability, I have been talking about sustainability in some time, no? Ethical and environmentally conscious operations. What you will do? How will you reduce your carbon footprint? Right? Carbon emission. Digital transformations. AI, automation, data analytics. All these are making your management and team smarter. Okay? Then, let's look at what we discussed about gig economy, because this is a trading word and many times people mistake it with something else. So a gig economy refers to major shift in the way teams are structured or project management team or how projects are executed or staffed. Here, instead of relying on permanent employees, we will hire specialized professional for short period of time. As you remember, I had talked about project management. Project is a temporary endeavor, okay, for creating product and services, and it has fixed start and end date. During this start and end date, whenever I require, I will onboard only the experts, not full time. Like in traditional project management, people were hard booked. They were not available for any other project. But here, a gig professional or in gig economy, a professional is available or working on different projects simultaneously, depending on how the contract is with different organizations. Okay, so it is for temporary period of time and for specific tasks. And freelance and contract work is replacing this traditional way of working. So platforms like, you know, Fiverr and Upwork, these are platforms, you know, which allow freelancers or experts to work on different projects. They are the platform which provide opportunities to use your skills on different projects. It allows you to have a speed in terms of project. It allows you to have a speed, flexibility, and cost control, because your resources are being utilized only for some amount of time. So cost control becomes very, very easy. Also, it is widely accepted concept in IT, marketing, and design. Most of the time you will see gig workers in IT, marketing, and design, because specialized work is needed during certain phases of these projects. Okay, so you can call upon the gig workers for a certain amount of time or during a specific phase in a project. What is the benefit of this workforce? Benefit is cost efficiency. As I already mentioned, you pay only for work they are doing. You don't have to hard book the employee, or permanent employee is not needed. Onboard the people when and where needed for a certain amount of time. Leads to cost effectiveness for your project. Okay, scalability. Scalability is allowing team to ramp up or ramp down as needed. So you have only specific number of people on your project, and as and when needed, you can ramp up your team with these freelancers and ramp down when they are not needed. Right? So you can have different people, like we were discussing a movie example. So when the shoots will happen in countries outside India, you might require expertise of people who will do visa, ticketing, activities for whole of the crew, who will also ensure that hotel, site locations are being secured, necessary permissions are being taken. Those will not be needed once the crew comes back to the home. Right? So for this, you will have specific team. I will ramp up and when I have to travel, ramp down when it is not needed. Right? So speed. Basically speed, faster hiring cycles and project delivery. Very, very easy to speed up your work whenever needed. If you feel that you are lacking, you can speed up. Backed by your project budget and sponsors. Please mind that. Innovation. Because you have experts and freelancers, they can bring in new ideas, innovation, research to your project, helping team to mature over a period of time. Global reach. Tap into the worldwide pool of specialists. It's not only limited to one geography. Now, with different kinds of platform, it is easy to tap in global talent. Like, if you feel that if you are a fashion brand, maybe resources from Italy will be able to help you gain, or from France will be able to give you more insights onto the fashion designing related work, if they are available, right? So benefits, when there are benefits, there are challenges as well for this gig economy. So what are the challenges? So with gig and freelance worker, you have to adapt new approaches to manage these resources, because they are not permanent employees. They are experts who are there for short period of time. So you need to maintain quality and consistency. If you have to maintain the product, you have to be very stringent about how the work of the gig workers is being done. First of all, and most important, is coordination. How will you coordinate with these people? There can be time zone constraints, remote collaboration. Okay, with web conferencing, video calls, it has become a little more easier, but still the challenges remain because of cultural differences. Language, they can lead to confusion, misunderstandings. Even though the person is expert, the language barriers can lead to confusion and misunderstandings. Commitment issues. As I said, gig workers or freelancers work across different projects. It can lead to a lot of commitment issues. The commitment to complete the work within a set time frame can be at a risk, is one of the risks that they will miss the deadlines. Okay? They can miss the deadline because they are multitasking. They are doing work on multiple projects. They can prioritize work, your work. Instead of prioritizing your work, they will prioritize some other customer's work. That also is possible. Okay. Then knowledge retention. If you have freelancers, whatever knowledge they have gathered on this project, they will take it back with them. That knowledge will not be retained with the project. That learning cannot be recorded in your project. Whatever learnings he or she had on the project, they will take it back with them. It will not be part of your project's learning document. Okay? Compliance risk. If you remember, I talked about, you know, European region has strict adherence for data protection. So freelancers, how will you ensure that the compliance, legal, or, you know, environmental, systematic, what kind of, you know, compliance risk or compliance which are required are at risk? Because we never know if they are adherent to it or not. They are adhering it to our project as per our project expectations or not. Okay, so IP ownership, intellectual property rights, okay, that also can be at a risk because they are freelancers. They can gather data from outside, they are experts. But we have to be very, very cautious about the copyright infringement. Okay, motivation, lack of organizational attachment because they just move because their engagement to the project is very less. So motivating them becomes a little more difficult. Other than the monetary motivation, there is no other motivators which will work with them because they don't feel part of the project. They are temporary for the project, right? So what are the best practices to overcome all these challenges which are faced for managing the gig teams? So for managing the gig teams, you know, very transparent and structured way of working or plan has to be developed by the project manager. Defining clear goals, timeline, deliverables, or basically communicate, communicate, and communicate for project manager. Project manager needs to ensure that the communication of goals, expectation, timelines, what is the output I am expecting, what is the value I am expecting, has to be very, very clear. Use of tools to aid this is very, very important. Trello, a very visually appealing tool which will allow you to look at the flow of work, progress very easily. Okay, how much work has been done by the gig professional? Right, maintaining knowledge repository. I told you, when a freelancer or a gig person leaves, he takes all the learnings back with him or her. So how will you ensure that learnings, knowledge is retained within the project? So try to maintain knowledge repositories. We call knowledge base or knowledge bank, knowledge management, right? So these documentations have to be handed over to ensure that these are handed over by the Greek professionals to the project. Virtual checklist, okay, schedule, and all the aspects related to time management have to be done carefully. Basically, building a relationship and rapport and trust and honesty is very much important. Even though he's a gig worker or professional, everybody likes to be appreciated. So be very lenient about it. Recognize their performance. Ensure fair compensation and credits are given to them. Okay? So that you are able to ensure that they feel one as a team and able to give outputs as needed. Okay, blended workflow model. We looked at gig economy. Now let's look at blended workforce model. So future of project management lies in integrating full-time employees, freelancers, and AI. Okay, AI or RPA, what we call. Okay, future of project management is not only having, as I said, human resources or resources which are full-time or hard booked on your project, but we have to work with many other people like vendors, freelancers, and the AI tools which lead you to cohesive ecosystem. Permanent staff, basically, which are there on a project, they handle strategy, leadership, and core operations. Core operation means the work which is base needed. Without that, nothing can work. Okay? Freelancers bring in specialized expertise and short-term expertise. But as I said, they are experts. They bring in the knowledge, expertise, for which there is a gap, skill gap we call. Project many times have skill gap which is filled by these freelancers. Automation, routine tasks, scheduling, reporting, tracking can be automated. Manager's role in all this, what will be the manager's role? Creating a cohesive ecosystem, ensuring all coordination, all synergies put between the human and digital contributors. It's not only human, but as I'm saying, it is supported by the digital contributors like RPAs and AIs. Okay? We were talking about the Agile project management. Let's quickly glance through it in a little more detail. So, Agile project manager offers flexibility and adaptability. Adapt according to the fast changing environment. Let me give you a small example for this. Okay. Let's say your project is to build a website and deliver it within 10 months of time in a cost of 1 lakh rupees. Now, what will happen in a traditional way of working is, in traditional project management way of working, the team will finalize the scope, give that scope to the customer, and then get an approval from them. In this process, once this approval is required, then team will start working on the website. Once the website is created and tested by the team, then it is released to the customer for checking. Then customer will look at the website and then come back with issues or concerns which the customer identifies. Once these issues are identified, team again goes back and fixes it. This cycle goes around for 3-4 iterations. And at the end, then customer finally accepts the website product. But many times, the time period which is required for all these activities is very long. Okay. So let's say we discuss 10 months of time. So initial 1.5 months is where your scope is finalized. What the website should contain is finalized within the 1.5 months to 2 months time. Then team will start working on the project for next 6 months. Okay. 6 plus 2, 8 months. And the last 2 months is where team will give the product or website to customer for checking. So customer will see the first glance of the project or the website at the end of the 8th month of the timeline of 10 months. Okay. So if the team has to do any changes in this, then they have to also wait for the customer input till 8 months of time. This led to a lot of cost related implications for customer as well as the development teams. And this is where the Agile project management came into picture. It divided the work into small iterations. It is called sprint in Scrum framework. Okay, Scrum is one of the frameworks which implements agile way of working. So Scrum identifies small sprints or phases as, you know, short iterations as phases or sprints, and you do incremental progress. So as against the traditional project management, here what happens is the 10 months of time is divided into sprints or iterations of 1 month each. So what team will do is, they will say, customer, I will build first create, in first month, I will create a first landing page or first page of your website and show it to you. Once I create, then you check and let me know if there are any changes needed. Okay. So customer will see his website at the end of the first month. It's a draft, but still customer will be able to identify what he sees and what he needs. That's agile way of working. These iterations will keep on happening over a period of 10 months. And at the end of the 10 months, customer will have the website which is adapted and changed according to his expectations. That's agile way of working. Okay? That's agile way of working. So it encourages feedback-driven decision-making customer environment, wherein customer is always involved at each iteration. We called it as sprint. At the end of the sprint, product is shown to the customer. Customer is happy, then move on. If not, change are introduced and additional, the existing scope plus additional changes are taken into consideration. The focus is on cross-functional collaboration, because there are changes across different functions. It's not only like, you know, if you are building a first page includes your logo. So logo is created by design team. So design team, cross-functional team, people who are building the page, HTML developers. So there are different skilled people in the project, right? So enhances innovation and reduces risk of failures, or rather I would say early testing and adaptation. Adaptation is adapting to the changing needs of the project, right? So core principle Agile adheres to is, Agile is built around principles that encourage flexibility, teamwork and customer focus. So customer collaboration, there are core principles which talk about one, customer collaboration. Continuous engagement of customer, because customer is the one who will get the value out of this, the one product which you are building. Working solutions. Working solutions means product which is being delivered should be working. That solution is makes more value to the customer than just a documentation or a picture showing how my website will look. So at the end of the first month, when I show customer a basic website, he'll be more than happy. Instead of showing a picture or a diagram of how the website will look. Right? Adaptability. Adjusting rather than resisting. So in traditional project management, we said, yeah, this is the scope we are going to work. Okay? So in Agile, we adapt. We are okay to accept the new changes because we are working in phases or sprints. Right? Team empowerment. Team has autonomy and they work on this. They are self-managed team. They are self-managed team. They take their own accountability and responsibility for developing the products. Very, very important. There is no crack the whip kind of a culture. Okay, if you remember theory X, Y, okay, right? People from Y, they are always enjoying the work and they are ready to, or optimistic way of working. Agile motivates people to do that kind of a work. Okay, transparency. everyone can see the progress, challenges, and goals because we have visual boards using Trello or Jira, which will give a clear picture about what is happening in the project. Okay, how the team is progressing. Are they behind the schedule, ahead of schedule, or on the schedule? Agile team use structured framework supported by technology. So the structured framework is Scrum, Kanban, DSDM, Lean. There are many more, but the ones which are very, very famous are Scrum and Kanban. Scrum basically is a framework which works on agile principles of iterative and adaptive way of working. So Scrum defines three roles: product owner, scrum master, and team. Product owner is a person who is more customer facing in terms of requirement, right? Scrum master is more team facing, which looks at team's requirement in terms of work, profile, goals, everything. And team, which basically does the groundwork of ensuring the product and services are created for the customer. Kanban is basically a virtual task board. They are like workflows which track bottlenecks. So Kanban is basically works on the concept of workflow in terms of there is certain work to do, in progress, and done. So visually represented way of working is there is some work to be done. That work is taken into consideration and it is in progress. Once it is done, it is moved to completed. But many times if the work in progress doesn't get completed, it can lead to bottlenecks. It can lead to bottlenecks. So workflow tracks, the Kanban workflow tracks this. Okay, many organizations use Kanban plus Scrum, which is called Scrumban. Okay, combination, good practices of both of them. Okay, so Agile framework, again, as I said, Lean is one of the ways of doing things. Lean comes from, again, Japanese way of doing things. Eliminating waste. Okay, Lean talks about eliminating waste. So eliminates non-value added activities. That means reducing the waste. Don't do activities which will add no value to your project. Eliminating waste. There are different tools which are being used for Agile framework. We talked about Trello, Asanas. Jira is one of the most popular of all, which is being used widely across the market, as well as Trello. This Agile framework also advocates feedback loops. What do you mean by feedback loops? Feedback loops are always there. But for projects and team, feedback loops are very important. They are achieved by review and retrospectives. Review, they promote, they check what has been done well, what went wrong, and how can I improve the wrongs which has happened in the project. Retrospectives. Review, check, continuous learning, check and learning. That is what review and retrospective talk about. Okay?